Good morning. Welcome to Declaring Victory. This is your host, E.K. Dawson, Reverend E.K. Dawson. Hope everything is well this morning. It's another day's journey, and we're glad about it. Hallelujah. Is everybody on the line?
Good morning,
Reverend.
Sister Sabrina. Yeah. Happy Friday. God bless you. God, what a great day the Lord has. Shall be glad and rejoice in it. Have a blessed weekend, everybody.
Amen. Praise God. Start us off. Amen.
Good morning, Rev. Mother. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes.
Good morning. Hey.
Well, praise the Lord. Yes, God is good all the time. Good morning, God morning, great morning, day maker. Good to hear your voice, Yvonne.
Are you?
I am great. I am blessed. Everything is good, especially now. Yes, Lord. Yes, blessings to you. Good morning, God morning, great morning. It's Friday. Come on, wake up, y'all. Ah, thank you, Lord, all day long. Been up for about 15, 20 minutes. But as the songwriter said, all day long, I've been with Jesus. He touched us early this morning with the finger of love. Hallelujah. And we thank him for it. Anybody else join the line? Good morning.
Good morning. This is D2.
D2, welcome to Declaring Victory. Yeah.
Thank you.
D2, is this your first time calling D2?
No, sir. I greeted yesterday.
Okay. I'm not familiar with D2.
I'm the other Dion.
Oh, okay.
And I'm also DB, but we have a Dion and we have a DB, so
there
I'm
you go. Help
D2.
Me out. Help me out. Yeah. Help me out. Help me out. I'm a little slow. I got it now.
You all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. From one greeter to another. That's my goal, to greet the greeter.
I appreciate it. Praise the Lord.
Hello, good morning. So it sounds like I'm coming right in on time, D2.
It is.
Brother EK.
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing? I want to greet the greeter, too. Hey, everybody. Happy Friday, everybody. I love you guys. Happy Friday.
I love
good
it.
Morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning, bro. It's Dee Dee. It's Dee Dee. Hey, D2. I love you guys. Hey, Moxie. Brother, Pastor, Reverend, can we pray? We did a grief etiquette yesterday, but I forgot to put my extended niece in Texas. They're a four-year-old Reagan. They're laying her to rest today. She died earlier in a car accident earlier this year. So we could pray for the my Texas family. We appreciate it because it's a four-year-old, and my heart is heavy, but I'm rejoicing for the 4 years she was here.
Right. Amen. Amen. That's a mature attitude. Appreciate it. Hallelujah. Yeah, welcome to Declaring Victory, y'all. Good morning, God morning, great morning. It's Favorite Friday. It's Men's Day. It is the blessed day, and truly, this is the day the Lord has made. We should be glad and rejoice in it. We made the wake-up list, y'all. We are here. We're here. Hallelujah. Anybody else join the call this morning?
Good morning and happy Friday. This is Debbie. This is my third time being on the call, and I would like to put in a prayer request for my brother-in-law. He's going in surgery. He got clots near his heart.
Mm.
So, yes,
amen.
Let's lift up.
Absolutely. We know God is able. Amen. And his name is?
His name is Johnny.
Johnny, thank you so much, sis. Amen. We are praying mightily. Hallelujah.
Good morning, Sister Lisa. God bless you on the call. Happy Friday. Hey, hey, I have a prayer request.
Amen.
Yes, I went to the doctor the other day. I have a leaking valve in my heart, but I know God is healed. I'm already healed, and I have 12 days without smoking a cigarette. So, Lord, you keep me in prayer that I continue not to pick up and smoke. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Absolutely.
Well, hallelujah. Like kick the butt out of nicotine. Come on, hey, Lisa.
There it is. There it is. Our dear sister, Renee Winston, Pastor Renee Winston, says God can do anything but fail. Only God can do it. So, yep, you can do it. Trust in him with all your heart. He got it. Amen. Anybody else join the call this morning? Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, good morning. Happy Friday, everyone.
Amen. That was two or three people at the same time. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
The young lady just spoke first. Sure. Go ahead.
This is
Catherine. Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Hey, man, we did the same thing. Amen, amen. The young man that spoke. Go ahead one more time.
Good morning. This is Kevin.
Kevin, praise the Lord. Welcome, my brother. Glad to hear your voice. And there was someone else.
Good morning. This is Carla.
Carla, good morning. Good morning. Yes, welcome to Declaring Victory. Yes, yes, yes.
Good morning, everyone. It's Persistent. Happy Friday. I have a prayer request. I have a family member, a sister, that has been caught up in a cycle of homelessness. And this is the third time that she's been kicked out of a facility, a home. And I'd like prayer for her and her family.
Gotcha.
Her name is Pamela. Pamela Dickens.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord for a new day.
Yes.
I want to submit a prayer request for I have two sisters, Sister Phyllis, the loss of her grandson, that God would strengthen her and her family, and also for my sister Edie for she's on the list for a kidney. I'm asking and believing, trusting God for that. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Anyone else before we get started? Anybody else want to say good morning?
Good morning. This is Juanita.
Hey, good morning, Juanita. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good to hear your voice. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I believe we're going to go ahead and get started. As always, I'm your host. I'm Reverend E.K. Dawson. I just want to remind everyone, we did hear a lot of prayer requests, but you know, you always, always, always can put them on the app. Amen. And we will honor all of those. We will honor them either way. Spoken or unspoken, because God always hears your heart. But to make it more convenient for whoever is hosting, it is always great that if you go in right before, even as early as right before the call or before you get on, you can always put them in on the app, and that we will honor and speak to your prayer request. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, my name is Reverend E.K. Dawson, and I am your host. And I want to thank you for joining us this morning and declaring victory. And we are a prayer call that meets Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that is to edify, to empower, to encourage, and to equip you in your walk with Christ. Hallelujah. And to make sure that you join us during this month, the month of March, at our theme is entitled Suddenly. Amen. Is entitled Suddenly. And each declare will focus on the importance of expecting how to properly respond to a suddenly move of God or a suddenly blessing. Amen? Amen. And make sure that you invite a friend so that they can be blessed. That's right. Please, ma'am, please, sir, please, brother, please, sister, please invite a friend. Amen. So that they too can be blessed and start their day off in prayer. Amen. And make sure there is one announcement today. Stay tuned for the next episode of Friday Night Live with Sister Dee Dee Felder. And she will notify us and announce the next gathering so you are sure to be blessed. Again, just check the app for submitted prayers. But we also heard a great deal of actual prayer requests. The order of the call this morning is prayer and corporate praise will be brought by our very own brother Jeff. Hallelujah. And then the declaration will be brought by Brother Jonathan. Again, it's Men's Day. It's Friday. Prayer and corporate praise by our brother Jeff. And the declaration will be brought by our own brother Jonathan. Then we will go to closing remarks and comments hosted by the declarer. Amen. And the scripture for today is Acts 9:3. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there was a shining round about him from heaven. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word. We're going to ask everybody to remember to please put your phone, because I even hear somebody right now, to please put your phone on mute. Amen. At this time, we're going to put our phones on mute, and I now pass the call to our prayer warrior, Brother Jeff. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Good morning. Declare victory. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Good morning, God the Father. Hallelujah. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name. Father God, we come to you this morning giving you thanks and hallelujah for another day of life, Lord God, for waking us up, Lord God. Hallelujah. With our hearts and our minds focused on you this morning, Lord God. Glory to your name. Father God, we thank you for the power of prayer, Lord God. We give you thanks in everything, Lord God. Glory to your name. We thank you, Lord God, for the spoken prayer request this morning, Lord God. You heard each and every prayer request morning, and we want to thank you in advance, Lord. We pray that you dispatch your angels, Lord God, hallelujah, in every situation. You know the ins and outs of all things, Lord God. So we want to say thank you for the answering of the prayer request this morning, Lord God. We want to say thank you and give you glory, hallelujah, Lord God, for everything. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. There's so much that we have, hallelujah, to be grateful for, Lord God. And we just want to say glory. Glory to your name, Lord God, for this day, Lord God. Hey, Friday, hey, this is a new month, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God, and we have a new theme for this month, Lord God, and we want to say thank you. We want to give you the glory. Hallelujah, Lord God. Let our actions, Lord God, let our behavior, Lord God, let our conversation, hallelujah, Lord God, represent you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, as we move through the day, Lord God. Hallelujah. We ask you, pray, Lord God, that you order our steps, Lord God, that you direct our path, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Let us, Lord God, be that light, Lord God. We are the salt, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, to be, hallelujah, hey, a witness, Lord God, unto you, Lord God. Glory. Father God, we are excited, Lord God. We enthusiastic, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. What you have in store for us, Lord God. Use us, Lord God. Thy will be done. So, Lord, hey, glory, Lord God. Yes, Lord, we continue to surrender, Lord God, our life, Lord God, our will, Lord God, our thoughts, Lord God, actions and behavior to you, Lord God. Oh, glory to your name, Lord God. Lord God, as we give you thanks and pray, Lord God, for our prayer requests, Lord God, we pray for those, Lord God, that are less fortunate than ourselves, Lord God. We pray for those, Lord God, that slept outside in the elements, Lord God. Oh, Lord, yes, Lord, we thank you that you're in control of everything and the weather and all, Lord God. But there are some folks, Lord God, that don't have shelter, Lord God. So, Lord God, we want to say thank you in advance, Lord God, for the shelters that will be opening up, Lord God. Hallelujah, to aid those, Lord God, that are less fortunate than ourselves, Lord God, so that they may come in from out of the weather, Lord God. And Lord God, we pray that you send someone across their path, Lord God, that can be a witness unto them, Lord God. Hallelujah, so they can cry out to you for themselves, Lord God. Glory. Hallelujah, Lord God. We continue, Lord God, to pray, Lord God, for this nation, Lord God, the United States of America, wherein that they have printed on their money. In God we trust, Lord God. We pray for this nation, Lord God, that we get back, Lord God, glory to the Christian roots of this country was founded on, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Help this nation, Lord God, to repent, Lord God, and turn from their wicked ways. Glory. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. From the White House, Lord God, on down to the mayor's office, Lord God, in the city of Oakland. Glory, hallelujah, Lord God. I lift up the city of Oakland to you right now, Lord God, because they got turbulence going on in that city, Lord God. So I pray and I ask, Lord God, that you dispatch your angels, Lord God, around that city, Lord God, the Bay Area, Lord God, of surrounding cities. Hallelujah, Lord God. Your will be done. Hey, glory. We thank you, Lord God, that the saints are praying in that city, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Yes, Lord, we continue, Lord God, to pray for our children, from our adult children down to our grandchildren, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for their protection. Hey, cover them, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, in their day-to-day affairs as they go to and fro, Lord God, to school, to work, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, protect our children, Lord God. Yes, Lord, I lift up the school district to you, Lord God, the superintendent, Lord God, the administrators, Lord God. Hey, hey, glory. Protect our children, Lord, the teachers, Lord God, that are influencing the students' mind, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for loving us, Lord God. It was you, Lord God, that first loved us, Lord God. And we just want to love you. Oh, Jesus, we want to love you back, Lord God. Hey, thank you. If we love you, Lord God, we will keep your commandments. Glory. Yes, Lord, Lord, we will keep your commandments. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord God. Thank you. Yes, Lord God. Glory. Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Glory to your name. Jesus, Jesus, glory, hallelujah, Lord God. Declare victory. I'm going to ask y'all to come off of mute right now and help me magnify the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, as you put yourselves back on mute, I dare you to take a deep breath and inhale and exhale. We silence every enemy now. Shut your mouth. God, we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. Because you are God. You reign. Obashan. Well, we thank God today. Every place that they're tight against the chest, we break it now. Lift your hands in worship. All right. Consume it, God. Bite down on it. We give you glory. We worship you. In this moment, we begin to tell you who you are. That you are a strong power. That your name reigns supreme. That you are our refuge. You are God. You are Jehovah. You are Elohim. You are El Shaddai. You are the wheel in the middle of a wheel. You are our strength in a weak place. You are the name above all names. You are a healer, a keeper, a sustainer. You are he who was and is to come. You are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the architect and the finisher of our faith. You are him. The I am that I am, you are. And we employ you in this moment. Hey, you're funny, God. Thank you. We employ your attributes. We employ your character. We employ your name. Asuta Maman Seredia. Levaka da da CDU. Sweet peace, rest, rule, and abide now. Ayada Shundarabai. Be the breath, God, that I know you to be. I repeat as Jesus prayed, Father, I pray not just because of me, but I pray because they need to hear you in this way, in this wise. God, that you would show up as a mind regulator. Even now. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, breakthrough. Every dam be broken. Every bitter tear be that was shed. I pray for recompense now. Cover God, ha, under the shadow of your wings. And every law that we've abided by that has us bound, I break it and veto it now. Today you meet your fall. For the Lord of their salvation stands on their behalf. The God of their terrors makes himself known. Well, declare victory. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will surely rejoice and be glad in it. I don't think it by happenstance that the Lord is doing what he is doing. Comfort care. Haya, Usama, live. I say, Kupama, live. Esukata Nimesha, live. Ha, Shepu Manantidia, live. Ebadilia, ye, Limohosa, live. He sene, he shemandobo, breathe. Ha, Sindelemaha, Kipunane, he, Sindeleme Kudede, he Sindelemahaya. Oh, Kande Sunke debe, he sobai, breathe. Abakatara. Yeah, today is your living day. Kitabu O Rama, you will live and not die, and declare the glory of God. Thank you. I said to Baba, yes, Lord. I speak laughter in their atmospheres. I know you can do it. I've seen you do it. I've heard you do it. I've witnessed it. So God, pour out your spirit, not just in tears, but that they may laugh, healing the very core of who they are. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Welcome to Declare Victories, season of suddenly. hallelujah. I hear it. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. I take my hands off. I allow you to be God. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Father, we thank you. Thank you. That they are renewed. Hallelujah. I know some of you are in a vulnerable place, which is okay. I want you to stay there and worship through it. This is the release that you've needed. You've been so pent up. This is the place. This is it. This is it. We want to deal in suddenly. I hear it emphasized. I said every ill will and every ill spirit, your license to speak has been revoked. I shut your mouth violently. According to the scripture of the Lord, I break your teeth now, causing your tongue to be bitten and cleave to the roof of your mouth. Swell in your throat. You have no power to speak. Shut. May your lips become glued together and every connection mentally, psychically, we sever it, causing you pain and affliction in your endeavor to speak into the lives of the people of God. Shut your mouth in the name of Jesus. And every snake, fire on your body, and your head be bashed in by the heel of the Lord, unable for you to reconstruct. God, we say thank you. I want to put in the hearing of some of you, John chapter 11. I speak to the spirals and tika and command you to straighten up now. Yada send the tabu. Your license has been revoked, not just suspended, revoked. And miso no more, my dear. I relieve you of your assignment now. Yakaria sikoto, yakaria sande, me me andia siri. Amandio sobai she. Ikoto mandi dio sabadebe. Iben sinendio. Ene dio lamai. Porabasinia. I kitan sididio lebe ki menenia. And you know, your holding post, I kick it now from under you. Mendele sibadebe. Fata no monsebe kabai. Ida da 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 I speak that the song of the Lord would spring forth like great waters of the deep now. And that they suma and the oppressive songs of depression, I break your hold and entitlement now. It is so. Yes, Lord. The yoke of the illegal covenant is broken and revoked now. Not just on the surface, but even on the molecular level, that it is not able to be put back together, and neither will there be a mold from this one. But God, I speak now, le mama ye uba, he sent le makondere. That the mold is broken, and that there won't be another one like it. Holy Spirit, feel it. Every spot, every place. With your love, which is violent, your peace, which is sure. Contented epo usaman leleme yeba, and your soul, and your joy. Calls them that have slumped over to stand. Put your hand in their back, God. Synchronize and syncopate their standing with your standing. We give you glory. Hallelujah. prepare to laugh again. Suddenly. suddenly. To deal in suddenly, I found it funny that the Lord would take me to this Sikubaba Shema. Anoint afresh. As the shepherd would to the sheep, anoint afresh. Place the oil and the sulfur, the ashes there, God. That the thing that has bored itself into their mind, may they sneeze now. Let them relieve them of that thing. I pray that their levels come down. I speak that even God, as I speak, that there is a sneezing and a coughing to pull this stuff up and out. Who do you think you are? I stand in the name of Jesus. I stand in the name of Jesus and command you to loose your hold and come all the way out. Leave no egg, leave no residue now. Clean it, God. Set fire to it. Let your water rinse it and cleanse it. Suddenly, in it and I'm going to go by, oh Lord, suddenly, to deal in suddenly, the Lord took me to John 11, and I found it to be a very interesting passage of scripture, because at first I was like, my Lord, you said suddenly, we talking about suddenly here, why would you take me to John 11? We all know. For short, for time's sake, we know that in John 11, let's just go ahead and read it. I promise I'm not going to hold you too much longer. Now, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and his sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with an ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. That gives us the background information of what's going on. Therefore, his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he thou lovest is sick. And when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified. When, verse 6, he said he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place. jump down to verse 11. These things said he after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of the sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of this, of his death. But they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest and sleep. Then Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad for your sake that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Now, the very fact that Jesus said that this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. I need you to understand that when we begin to deal with suddenly does not necessarily mean it happens right away. No, ma'am, no, sir. See, in my study, what I began to realize is that anytime suddenly happened, it meant that it was a preparation, or there was preparation before suddenly occurred. Hallelujah. Let me help you out. So I wrote some stuff down. The first thing that we hear is that this sickness is not unto death, but the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. The prerequisites or the precursors to it, to a move of God, your faith and the weight of glory is about what happens before or on the journey to the explosive glory. The prerequisites or the precursor to this is a move of God, to the move of God, your faith, the weight of glory, is about what happens before the journey to the explosion of glory. And so as we begin to move throughout this month, I dare you to tap into what happened before the glory showed up. I know in our mind it all of a sudden happened, but because God operates in the realms outside of space and time, suddenly is all about what happens before the thing happens. In some fields, it would be called the antecedent, the thing that happened before the big thing. And so as we begin to deal with suddenly, I need you to understand one of the definitions threw me completely off. It means to happen that which comes stealthily. Oh, maybe you missed it. That which comes stealthily, which means that it's hiding and checking you out before it does what it does. Think about it. That Jesus in this moment says, I'm going to wait a little while before I show up. Understanding how the concept of time is, I believe he's looking at this and saying, well, if we wait this long, this is what will happen, and this will allow them to see me in another way. We see him pray later on down in the chapter. He says, take me to the place where you've laid him, and he begins to pray. Before that, he weeps, and the Bible says that he begins to say out loud, Father, I pray not for my sake, but for the sake of them that hear me. I know you hear me. I know we have a relationship, but I need them to understand who I am in you and who you are to them. And then the Bible says that Jesus begins to say this, and all of this is happening in timing. Watch this. A gradual build to an extra or an extremely climactic event. Okay. So you mean to tell me that you sit on the outside of time, then you take time, you
you take a long time, and then you start to move in stealth. Well, could it be the reason he's taking so long is because he's stealthily working behind the scene. And then not only is he working behind the scene, but he is gradually building to an extra and extremely climactic event. And this is how I heard it. Hey, Annie, it's the crescendo. Oh, my. So what God is doing is he's working behind the scenes. He's getting the beat and the tempo just right, and he's getting everything in place that for this extreme amount of glory. He's getting you ready for the explosion. He's getting you in the place prepared that you can handle what's about to happen. Let's think about that. How many times has God done a thing and it seemed like it was suddenly to us, but because he had to spend time making sure we were okay, putting stuff together, putting our mind together, working our work, working it the way he needed to work, we now see the evidence of him moving in the stealth. We now see him building this thing to a dramatic, a climactic experience, this glory that he's about to release, or the glory that he exposes us to, shows us that he is able to be God all by himself. It's the crescendo. Can I tell you this other definition? When I began to study this, two things. These definitions, first of all, floored me, and I was like, hey, this ain't funny, Lord, but you got a sense of humor. Watch this. To deal with aggressively for the takedown. I'll let you think about it. To deal with aggressively for takedown. You have to remember in this case, this is probably the equivalent to God raising an altar, or God doing a thing for the people in the Old Testament, that they would have to raise an altar. To raise an altar to God means that God changed, but he changed your perspective of who he is in the moment. He changed your perspective of him in the moment. So the reason we hear Jehovah Jireh, although I know people like to say that that's his name, but when you begin to study, beloved, that's a place that he was, the provider. When you begin to look at the altars, the names that we have are the names of places that God established in his power. Watch this. Precipitate. That which is prescribed for the moment to completely and violently throw down quickly. Now, I know some of y'all on here, thank God for salvation, was fighters in the street, that you ain't take no lip. But you find yourself in your mind pacing the floor going, God, but they keep saying and doing, God, I ain't no punk. And you know I ain't no punk. If this was a few minutes earlier, I'd have mollywopped them from the north to the south. God, you know that if given the proper opportunity, I would have cut them from the rooter to the tutor. And now you're telling me to stand in this moment and let them laugh in my face. Well, while they're laughing in your face, what they don't realize is that they have now caused all of their attention to go on you. And because they're not properly linked into the Spirit of God, God now moves in stealth. Watch this. He now moves in stealth for the gradual build. That's why they keep doing stuff, for the gradual build to this extremely climactic event. that God is causing the crescendo to happen to. He's writing the notes of the crescendo to deal with them aggressively, to take it down and take it out, because you've operated in this place. These are the precursors for you to move, to see the move of God in your faith and to experience the weight of glory all in this journey to the explosive glory of what he's about to do. So he now has to deal with the issue completely and violently, because that's what was prescribed for the moment. In the month of suddenly, think it not strange, fiery darts, beloved, because these things must occur. Think it not strange when me regale you for my name's sake. It's okay. It's okay, because as you begin to go through this stuff, I need you to count this journey explosive. Yeah, you thought you got away with X, Y, and Z, but let me tell you about the God I serve, because he's sent to show up. Yes, I said it, sent to show up and serve you your stuff. Be encouraged. Let this be an altar built for you, that the suddenly of God is based on, watch this, and here's the kicker, y'all. It's not even based on our timing. I think we'd feel a little bit better if it was, but it's based on the timing of God. Scripture calls him the husbandman. When you begin to read and study about what the husbandman does, not just the husband, the houseman holding everything together, but the husbandman, according to Scripture, was like a gardener who had the ability to look at the ground and know what the ground could yield. He knew how long it would take for certain seeds to grow. He knew how long it would take, how much water it would produce. He knew he could go and stand at one end of the ground and look at seed and project about how much it would produce. So can I encourage you here that part of what you're going through is God understanding the soil that you are. The reason when you're dealing in horticulture that some things take a hard turn or have to feel so heavy is simply because the master at their skill as making sure that you have very, very deep and hydrated roots. I'm from Florida. And one of the teachings that they tell us about the palm tree is as tall as it is, tall is as far down the roots go. But here's the other part. Not only is that do the roots go as far down as it is tall, but when the roots go down, what they do is it finds solid ground. It finds a rock to hold on to. They teach us that in actuality, although it's a tree, it really is like grass. So you begin to deal, even in Florida, with orchards and people who have vineyards, what they do is they spend certain seasons of the year whacking the bushes, the trees, the items. And if you see that, why would they whack it? They spend time whacking it and speaking to it. This is a true story. If you don't believe me, you can look it up. But they spend time whacking some of the trees, and that is to cause the tree on the inside to grow deeper roots so that when the storm comes, it's held its ground. At the same time that they're whacking it, they're saying to the tree how good of a great tree that you are. You are a magnificent tree. Your branches reach to the sky. Your leaves pull in the sun and shade and breathe all at the same time. And so that's probably why it feels the way it feels. Declare victory in this season of suddenly. Trust God. After the space of repentance and surrenders is the place of expectation. It's that time of the morning where I can tell you to come off mute. I'll invite you on. Let's start with our brothers, and we'll do it in this start. For the brothers, if there are any brothers on, to say good morning, you can come off mute and say good morning in this moment. Just good morning. Good morning. And then we'll move to those who are new or never, ever had the chance to speak before. And after that, it's a Ali Ali Oxen Free. So, brothers, if you are on the line and would like to say good morning, good morning. All right. For those of you who have not spoken before but would like to speak, or this is your first time on the call and would like to say good morning to you. Thank you. All right. Well, Ali, 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 Oxen Free.
Good morning, Brother Jonathan. This is Pretty Patrice. Great decoration.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Saliomia. Great decoration. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Joyful. Great declaration.
Good morning. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Brother Jonathan, great declaration. God bless you.
Good morning. I heard two people.
Good morning. It's Gloria. Good morning, Brother Jonathan. God bless you.
Good morning. Oh, see, I didn't go close. Good morning. Anybody else want to say good morning? Heal and deliver.
Did you just kick in
good
the
morning,
door and
Brother
say hi, y'all?
Uh-oh, I heard two people. Somebody trying to mess with me.
Hi, good morning, yeah, Brother Jonathan. It's Miss B.
Good morning, Miss B. Oh, what you say, lady?
I said, did you just kick in the door? You mean to say good morning just came in slaying? Nothing. Like, say good morning to the people. Say good morning.
I did say good morning, didn't I?
Slaying. That's my brother.
I'm going to so far blow.
Hey, that was after he cut his head off, though.
I thought I said good morning. I'm sorry. Good morning. Good morning, Jared. All right. Good morning. Good morning. Any questions, comments, concerns, input, output, intake, outtake? Somebody washing dishes or riding on the freeway? Okay.
Brother Jonathan, this is Joyful. I'm going to throw a flag on the declaration because John 11 is what I have been studying and reading, and I'm thinking, well, take me out, coach. What are we going to talk about now? So thank you for sending me back to the Word to get a message about suddenly. Great, 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 great. Great declaration. Thank you.
Oh.
Amen. Good morning, Brother Jonathan. Thank you for your declaration this morning. I'm going to be looking forward for God's suddenly, because you just let me know that the suddenly, when it happens, mm-hmm. it'll be on God's timing. Oh, my gosh. You know what I'm saying? All I need to do is just be looking forward, waiting on it. expecting it, knowing that it's going to be on God's timing. A great declaration. Thank you.
To God be the glory. Always awesome to hear you, Brother.
Brother Jonathan.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to get it together before I scare these babies, so I'm outside in the yard. But all I could hear from the beginning with your worship, because it's like I could feel Holy Spirit saying, I got a defender. You go before. He goes before us. So he goes and cuts off the head of the enemy. So that warfare, like Shell said, how you came in slaying, because there's so much going on. I tell you, I was so, like right now, I feel so, I'm all over the place emotionally because it's been death after death after death. But when that suddenly that joy returns, and then suddenly it makes sense, because life doesn't sometimes make sense. But it was your worship for me this morning that just took me to that place, to that secret place. So I feel safe with everything that's going on. So I thank you because you spoke. Thank you, brother. I felt it. Thank you. Thank you so much for protecting, for God sending you this morning to slay some things and cut off the head of the enemy and give me victory through all of this. So I thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. And even in that, I've been in this study of Psalms 91, and I will encourage anybody, everybody, somebody, even if you think you're nobody, we're going to cancel that thought. So you are now somebody. And I need y'all to go read Psalms 91. Get every translation you can and eat it, digest it, become it, realize who you are and where you are in it. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, I wasn't the type of person, I know y'all like, well, where did this come from? I was never the fighting type. That was not my deliverance. For those of you that was fighters, I praise God for you. This way y'all have to pray for me at. See, my stuff never said, oh, we finna fight. Oh, we gonna throw hands. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That was never my thing. When we talk about from the extreme to extreme, my brain always said, if you bother anything that belonged to me, I'm going to burn everything down. And so, somebody said, yeah, he's crazy. My thoughts was never, I'm going to fight you. And so sometimes even in prayer now, the place where it's most people know how to fight. I don't know. I cannot tell y'all a secret. I don't know how to be angry. I don't know how to be angry. It is a very sad place for me. I don't like it. I can't, you know how people can be, oh, no. If you've messed with anything connected to me, you got to die. There is no hospital run. You go into the morgue. You leave here and go to you're done. And so in prayer for me, that's what it is. Because sometimes you can hear the enemy telling the people, you're not gonna make it. You're not gonna come past this moment. But the definition for suddenly means to deal with aggressively, completely, in a violent manner. So there are some situations, some circumstances, some mindsets that the enemy has dealt with us in, and he has been bold and in our face, and you can smell his breath, and you can smell what kind of body odor. You can smell it all. And today, I need you to understand that your suddenly is not just, it just happened, but there was a gradual buildup. Anybody ever mess with you long enough and you said enough is enough? This almost have you in the place where you cussing mad. Now, cussing mad and crying mad, those are two different mads.
But crying mad and laughing mad, oh my God. Yeah, that's my laugh and cry all at the same time. And so I need y'all to understand that this thing is how God, this is how you are going to deal with this thing aggressively. You shut up. That is one hit my hand. Shut up. I dare you. I double dog dare you. Say something else. How many times you said that to somebody? Say something else. And before they can get something out their mouth, you done punch them in their face. Mm-hmm. I will drag you. And we have to take solace, take residence in the fact that in the place where we can't deal like that, that God will hide you in the secret place and he'll deal for you. But you got to meet the prerequisites. You got to stay in his presence. You got to stay listening to what he says. Anybody else? Well, all right.
Good morning, Brother Jonathan. You might not have been a fan, but you surely are a slayer now. Great declaration. And thank you. Thank you for your words this morning. Thank you for your gift this morning. To God be the glory.
Brother Jonathan, this is Gloria again.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for slaying, warring on our behalf, on my behalf, on all of our behalf. But I have to speak for where God ministered to me in your declaration and just the worship, even from the very beginning. I bless God for you. I thank God for you, and just keep slaying. Love you, brother.
Love y'all. I hear it. Lord, we cancel the assignment of backlash, repercussions because of freedom today. I break the vows of conspiracy. I break the vows of conspiracy. God, this which was done today is marvelous in your sight, not at my own doing, but it's at your hand that we have this victory. So any enemy that would come after this, deal with it. Head first, face first. And God will give you glory. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you. We speak that they will be able to breathe. That they're not holding their breath, expecting the enemy to return. Father, I'm going to ask you to do a thing that I normally ask you to do. In this moment, send the wind to reassure your people. Wherever they are, I pray you to the blah, blah, blah. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, super. Send it now. Let it feel their space. Let it craze their face, God. Let it brush past them like you did Moses. Send your wind now to reassure them that today is the day that is prescribed by you. And God, I pray, not just in this moment, but moments beyond today, that the next time they find themselves in the low place, that the wind would blow to remind them of this moment. And God, I'll give you glory. God, I give you glory. Yes, Lord. We sit in heavenly places now.
We sit in heavenly places now. We give you glory. We give you honor. That you are healing the core of the core. And then seated it will hold back. We give you glory. We rest. 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 Selah. Get your breath. I think this is a good place to close out. Okay. You're on the line. You don't have to come off mute. But I'm telling you, it's time for you to rest. You have not been sleeping well. And I speak to the place where you lay your head. Even in the chair, I declare that you will rest, that you will gain time in your rest. I see it. For whatever reason, you've been terrified to go to sleep. I change the frequency of your atmosphere. I speak to the sound waves that have housed word curses against you and against your peace. I disassemble the lies that were told to you, the lies that you believed, the lies that you harbored, the lies that you housed, the lies that you cultivated. Undone, even on the molecular level. And I speak that you are beautiful and wonderfully made. That the Lord God is your salvation. That Jesus, the Christ, is your Lord, your Savior, your Master, and every tormenting and tormented spirit has to be canceled in its assignment. Oh, shit, Nickelby. We hit the rewind button. And I speak to the moment that it entered. And I stand guard and stand proxy and command you not to take your place here. When you had braids and it felt like it gripped your head, we break its grip now. We give you glory. I'm going to relinquish my stand in this moment. I want you, if you have the ability in this next moment, to just go into worship. Let me explain what worship is. Worship is not asking God for anything. It's telling God who he is. It's looking at your situation and telling God, if you need peace, that you're telling him, God, you are the peace that surpasses all of my understanding. It's telling God, yes. It's telling God that he has access to who you are in every part. Worship is to tell God exactly who he is. Not just who you need him to be, but who he is. It is the atmosphere of creative flow. Those of you that are here that used to sing and sing songs of the Lord, get your tablet out. For those of you that are looking for words of the Lord, scribe again. All right. Blanket us, God. All right. I think that is it. Breathe, beloved. Okay. Okay. Well, worship. 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 We invite you into our space, Father. Sit down with us. Remind us of our covenant with you, Father. Holy Spirit. Increase the gulfs of heaven and their flow in their lives. Now, in Jesus' name, in worship, I'm going to log off. I sense there's a worship that you need to break out in. I know some of you are at work, but even in your work, I dare you. I see it like this: if you're typing on the computer, type in worship. Type as you're typing whatever it is you're typing, that your finger strokes become your worship.
that as you go to the coffee machine, that you begin to, even in that, begin to offer worship to God. I know it sounds weird and crazy, but the Bible says that when you do what you do, do it as unto the Lord. If you're at the gym and you can't leave out, I dare you, for every step on that treadmill, you begin to tell God who he is. For those of you that are working around people, that you would begin to tell God who he is. Hallelujah. I love y'all. All right. Well, we're going to get off of here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wave your flags, wave your hands. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get off. But I sense this, that there needs to be one last sound of corporate worship. And after you do that, I want you to go on and go off. So one last time, let's take our phones off mute. And just tell God who he is for about 10 seconds. And after that 10 seconds, you go off and go into the rest of your day. Is that all right? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Father, you're awesome.
We worship you. We give you highest praise, Almighty God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We worship your holy name, Lord God.
We worship you, Lord, because of who you are. Hallelujah. The great I am, the one true living God. Holy, holy, holy.
We give you
glory. One true living God. Yes. Hallelujah. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah.
Thank you for establishing the
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
That surpasses all understanding.
Thank you for that.
Thank you for the
sudden. Thank you. Hallelujah. We worship you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You are the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah.
Y'all take this into the rest of your day. I love you. Yeah. Ah, yeah, Shabbat.
Hey, 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 hey.
Thank you.
Amazing grace.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All to be mine.
Blessed
Spirit, I surrender all.
Thank you.
I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. I surrender all.
Give it all to you, Jesus.
I surrender all.
I lay it at your feet.
I surrender all.
Oh, Jesus.
I surrender all.
You're worthy of the praise, the glory, the honor.
I surrender all.
Thank you for being our protector and our provider.
I surrender all.
Great I am.
In the middle of a wheel.
I
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I am, yes.
I surrender all.
Lord, I thank you for being the joy that cometh in the morning.
I surrender all.
Thank you for being the peace that passes all understanding.
I surrender all.
Lord, I thank you, Father God, for being our friend.
I surrender all.
The friend in the fire, Lord.
I surrender all.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I surrender all.
Thank you for your mercy and compassion that felleth not.
I surrender all.
Oh, God, I thank you, our shield and protector.
I surrender all.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I surrender all.
Oh, hallelujah.
Lord, I could describe you, Lord. It's words I can't even put.
put enough words out there, Lord, to describe your goodness. Thank you for answering us, Lord. Thank you for going with us today, Lord. Let us be a light today, Lord. Let us be used as your vessels today. Remove today, Lord. Let's be mindful of who we are and whom we are. As we walk in this world today, let them see the light of your glory on our faces.
I love you too.